Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. There's a video I tried to do a couple of nights ago, but the internet was cutting out. Anyway, Professor John Curtis, who's the United Kingdom's foremost sophologist, he's given a 99% chance of Labour winning the forthcoming Westminster general election. Wow, I've never heard such a high chance for a political party in any free country. Now, I mean, I'm not a sophologist. I think he's letting it slightly high, up to say 95%. What do you mean by win? Well, the initial would have to be to get the most seats and the most votes. But it's not necessarily the magic number, 326 seats. Remember, there's 650 seats in the House of Commons. So 326 is the magic number. That gives you a majority. But bear in mind, the Speaker doesn't vote, and about 8 Sinn Féin MPs abstain because they do not take the oath to His Britannic Majesty. So actually, you can get away with fewer than 326. But what's the chance that Labour will get 0326 or over? I mean, I give it like an 80% chance of that. Some chance of a hung parliament, you know, could be a coalition of the Liberal Democrats. The Lib Dems say they're not going to do that. And the figure's very badly burnt from getting into bed with the Tories in 2010. However, I think it'd be more acceptable to the general public and indeed to Lib Dem voters if they did either confidence to supply or else a full coalition with Labour if it were to come to that. How long is there to go? Well, January 2025 is the latest possible date, probably slightly before that, December and November this year. It's too late for it to happen in May. Remember, elections in the United Kingdom at any level, local, devolved assembly, whatever, Westminster, they're always on a Thursday. So sometimes they call them to coincide with the most English local elections. Most boroughs, whatever, counties in England, they have their elections on the first Thursday in May. Rest of the United Kingdom is often other times. So it's not going to do that because you need to call at least 6 weeks in advance. The Prime Minister simply will advise the King to dissolve Parliament. That dissolution of Parliament will trigger an election. Grim reading for the Conservatives. Nothing that Rishi Sunak seems to do bears fruit. But then again, he talks about green shoots of recovery. And actually, there are some bright spots on the horizon for the Conservative Party, for the United Kingdom in general. In the inflation is down. It's going to be 2% by the end of this year. Unemployment is very low. But that's partly because a lot of people don't work. There's an incredible number of people claim disability benefit. How on earth do we have, in both relative and absolute terms, far more disabled people than ever before, too depressed to work or whatever? You know, cast your mind back a century, when most people did physically demanding jobs on farms, in factories, coal mines, shipyards, and so forth, and yet there were very, very little disability. And now people often work from a desk. I know a wheelchair-bound person works full-time, blind people work full-time, deaf people work full-time, people with no arms who work full-time, and so forth. But often the people are so-called too depressed to work. Malingerers, in some cases, a lot of it's social parasitism, which the Conservative Unionist Party has failed to tackle. Some efforts under Ian Duncan Smith, but IDS is on the way out. But anyway, like rats off a sinking ship, two more government ministers have resigned the other day. James Heapy, who's held in high regard all across the Westminster village, because they recognise which way things are going to go. They've seen the tea leaves. A lot of people are likely to lose their seats. They would like to arrange a comfortable berth now before being unceremoniously booted out of office by the good people of their constituencies. Another thing is the rules are that if you have held some sort of ministerial post, you can't take up certain sensitive posts in the private sector for at least 6 months afterwards. So leave now and hope the election will be at least 6 months away. You know, quite a few Conservative MPs are standing down, over 20% of them are standing down. Of the remaining 80%, some of them will lose their seats. So to stand or not to stand, if you mind, you see how likely are you to lose. And if you are going to lose, well, rather not just put yourself through that bruising campaign to be kicked out anyway, and your career end on a low note, and so on. So only about 8% of Labour MPs have renounced their stepping down from Parliament. Possibly they smell victory. Finally, a chance to get your grubby paws in that red box, get back into office after 14 years. And the Conservatives have tried to start a hair about Angela Rayner, her flipping a council house. Did she pay the opposite amount of capital gains tax? Now her leader, Sir Keir Starmer, has given his backing to her. We shall see. So she's a bit of a poster girl for Labour. She plays the same role as sort of John Prescott did under the Blair administration. She's reassuring traditional Labour voters, someone who's identifiably working class, who left school at 16 without any qualifications to become a mother, and was a care worker and came up through the trades unions, not a university socialist like Keir Starmer, a white collar person from a middle class background in in southern England. All right. So, yeah, Conservatives, I think it will not be quite as bad. Partly there's turnout. Labour's vote is soft. The governing party also recovers a bit. The shocking thing for the Conservative Party is they were on 19 points in the last poll, whereas Reform UK was on 15 points. That is staggering. And there's obviously disgruntlement against people who previously voted Conservatives. People wanted a proper Brexit. Some of them gone that way. Some people still haven't forgiven the Conservatives for Brexit, though it's a done deal. Lord Mandelson, though he's not on the Labour Shadow Cabinet, a Labour elder statesman said there's no way Labour's going to try and rejoin the European Union. I don't think they will this term. If they win a second term, then they might do. So if Morden becomes leader, I don't think there's a better chance, actually. So because the public would just be sick of a spectacle of yet another change of leader. And she probably wouldn't want to be prime minister just for a few months to lead the party to a disastrous defeat. So I think you've got to stick with what you've got. For all the failings of the Conservative Party, one thing it's not failed to do is change leader enough. Okay, five prime ministers have been in 14 years, or you could just go from 2016 to 2022 and say like six prime ministers in 6 years. So I think that will be sort of changing deck chairs on the Titanic. It's not going to change anything. There's fundamental underlying problems, failure to deliver, NHS waiting list growing. There was the Liz Truss economic disaster, which the country's only just recovering from, and not being conservative enough, enforcing woke policies and so on, taking away people's right to free speech. A lot of public money wasted. Few successes. I mean, whatever. Illegal immigration is down a bit. Helped Ukraine survive so far. You know, Brexit's been more successful than many people said. Unemployment is very low. You know, there is economic growth now, not very much. National insurance is coming down, and I really like that. So I'm grateful to Jeremy Hunt for that. But a lot of problems to solve, and they're going to cost money. There's been the overexpansion of higher education. So all sorts of disappointing things. And of course, you can't win them all. But an unhealthy thing for democracy, for a party to win too many elections in a row. So people say, let's give the other lot a go. They've forgiven Labour for its previous screw-ups. They think that Starmer is credible. So the Liberal Democrats are going to gain a little bit. So the Conservatives, they're in a sort of damage limitation phase. Otherwise, the damage can be limited. But, you know, you can turn around 5 or 10% in the polls. You can't turn around 20 points to 20 percentage points. 100 grand is not a big salary. So said Jeremy Hunt, the Chancellor Exchequer, about his Surrey constituency. Well, it's not an enormous salary where he lives. It's true, because Surrey is one of the most affluent counties in the United Kingdom, out of about 92 counties. It's either Surrey or Buckingham, which are the ones just outside London. It's not a small salary. It's not an average salary, but he's correct. It's not enormous. What percentage of people would earn over 100 grand in the UK? It's actually very small, about 5%. In Surrey, it might be much higher than that, like 20% of the population. Because you've got to remember just how high house prices are in Surrey. You might say, "Dums, my heart bleeds." Okay, of course, I don't feel sorry for these people. They chose to live in a super expensive area. So you make your bed, you lie in it. It was probably tone deaf, though what he said was correct. It was a bit of a PR disaster. You've got to think how it plays. How does this go down with ordinary voters and very modest salaries? So though the Conservatives are losing, doesn't prove that Labour are really winning. People aren't terribly inspired. They haven't come up with a catchy slogan. They haven't given us particulars of what they're going to do. Remember 1997, the five pledges and the pledge card. There's nothing like that. Even the Ed Miliband's stone, whatever it's called, the Ed stone, was perhaps more winning than this. So, it's going to be very bad for the Conservatives, no question about it. It might even be worse than 97, because there was at least very healthy economic growth in 97. And this minor party, Reform Party, is way bigger than the Referendum Party, which existed back then, and UKIP put together. So that might create it towards the time. The other thing is this new ID card rule. That'll depress Labour turnout. Yeah. So I think at the moment I'm predicting the Conservatives are going to get to like 30% of the vote. Labour about 42% of the vote, the Liberal Democrats about 12% of the vote, giving Reform UK maybe 8% of the vote, the Greens maybe 3%, which is actually quite good for them. All right, thanks everybody. Goodbye, good night, toodle pip, and SNP getting 30% of the vote in Scotland. Northern Ireland parties won't bother. You know, Plaid Cymru getting 20% of the vote in Wales. Toodaloo.